Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
כתבי Reading from Rabash volume 3 page 1938 in Hebrew. The article is by your actions we know you. There is no English text. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be in the course of the lesson. Rabash volume 3 page 1938 in Hebrew. Article by your actions we know you.
Today is the last day of preparation for the Congress. And all day long we have to be in an internal preparation, mental and organizing. Many of our friends from Bnei Baruch Petach Tikva are over there setting things up in the Congress. And as we are studying now here, we should also think about them, so that we do not part, so that they'll prepare the place for tomorrow, and this way we will be together. We should also think of our friends who are on their way here from all the globe, and the ones that can't come, and for the meantime they're in their homes. But still, in their heart and soul, they want to be with us, and they are truly with us. Let's include them all together in our lesson and throughout the Congress as well, and for the future, forever. Go ahead.
It is known that the purpose of the creation of the worlds is to benefit his created beings. It is also known that we do not speak of except of only what extends from him, but in him himself there is no thought and perception, none whatsoever. And accordingly, we need to understand, how can we say that the thought of creation was to benefit his creatures? For we do not attain his thoughts, the thoughts of the Creator, as written, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Rather, we should say, as the well-known rule, by your actions we know you, which means that by the actions we know his thoughts. And since the righteous of the world, who were merited with all the good and abundance, then from that action they understood that this was his intention, to benefit his creatures. It therefore follows that everything that we speak of is only from a place where is a connection between the Creator to the created beings. Then the action is already apparent by the creatures. As written, you have made them all in wisdom. Meaning that only from the perspective of the action we speak of. As written in the Song of Unification, we know you by your actions. But to speak of the Creator without his creatures, we cannot speak of him at all. For there is no thought and perception in him, none whatsoever. Accordingly, we might ask, how can we say that the creation does not add anything to him? So why did he create it if there is no addition here? That question is a question if there is a need for the Creator, for the creation before he created it. It turns out that we want to speak of him prior to the creation, meaning before there is a connection between the Creator to the created beings. And before such a connection, we said above that there is no thought and perception in him, none whatsoever. Rather, we see that that was his intention. And the proof of it is that he gives us the abundance when a person is ready to receive the gift of the King, and there will be no blemish in the gift, meaning when it will not be felt in the gift a feeling of shame, which is when all of man's intention is only for the sake of the Creator. Then, when he receives from the giver, he has such an intention, meaning he wants to receive the king's gift because he feels that this is his desire, and not for self-benefit. And then he is merited of receiving all the good in abundance. And to add to this explanation, as written, the whole earth is full of His glory, as written in the Zohar. There is no vacant place from Him. And we don't feel it because we are lacking the vessels of sensation. As we can see that a radio device who observes all the voices in the world, because the amplifier does not make the voices, rather they exist in the world. And before we had such an amplifier, we couldn't have felt the voices, even though they exist in reality. Likewise, we can understand that there is no vacant place from Him. Rather, all we need is an amplifier. And that amplifier is called adhesion and equivalence of form, which is the desire to bestow. And when we have such a device, then we will feel immediately that there is no vacant place from Him. Rather, the whole earth is full of His glory.
Our development resembles the development of a person being born, a baby. We develop him, educate him to have good things in the world, to feel good in the world. Had we not educated him, he would not change. But we always have to put some pressure on him to do this and that and that, meaning by some etiquette, some education, what's acceptable in the human society. Otherwise, a human will stay like a small animal. But what makes man out of this animal is education. And education forms bit by bit by the society, by the rules. When people who already want to connect, some rules of connection awaken between them. From your actions we shall know you. What does that mean? If we wouldn't make ourselves resemble the Creator, we couldn't know Him. That's why education that humanity got in order to know the Creator, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, some knowledge about the rules of the upper creation, meaning the rules of the Creator, that's called the upper world. It's called the upper creation. Meaning the rules of bestowal instead of the rules of reception. And this is what we have to be educated for. Each of us, when he was a child, he went through a period of time when he was under pressure and he was forced to do certain actions and behave certainly in a certain way. And if we wouldn't do it, we would be different. Meaning there's a matter of our natural development, like animals, and in the degree of Adam, the human level, you have to forcefully educate him to behave a certain way. In any society, in any time, these rules exist in the human society. Without them, it's impossible. These are all rules of communication between people. There are human rules and there are spiritual rules. Just as we have to communicate in our world through the bodies, so we can communicate in the spiritual world by the souls. And then the rules of the communication of the souls are brought to us by Kabbalists. They are passed on to us by Kabbalists. We have to accept them and also educate ourselves to them. Here we have a different problem because the parents don't put pressure on us. Rather, it's life that puts pressure on us. Either we accept this education for the communication between the souls, which also affects the communication of the bodies on our own accord. This happens to the people who feel the impulse for it by their point in the heart, or we may get it by troubles and problems we discover in our life, especially during our times. And from here we learn that there is no choice, we have to find some solution for this life that's deficient and empty. And so we actually learn the rules of behavior of the souls. And this is actually from your actions, we know you. When we start feeling that whatever happens with us happens by the commands of the Creator, what He passes on to us each and every moment, each and every one of us. And then, in order to understand Him, we need, just as our parents told us, do this, do that. And because we did them, even though we didn't want to do them, but we would keep it under the pressure, these commands of our parents. Later we started understanding, this is the way you should do it. That's how everyone behaves and communicates. It's the same outside of us. There is a spiritual world where the souls communicate according to certain rules, which are the true rules of nature. And if we wish to enter among them, to feel them, to understand, to be in contact with them, with that eternal whole world where they exist, we have to learn the rules of behavior. Just as our parents told us, don't do that, that's not nice, do this, this will be better. And if we did something wrong, they would punish us. It's the same exact thing. It's like root and branch. We have to understand that it exists regarding our spiritual education and knowledge. We have to learn these rules, and then accordingly we will be able to, when we'll understand them, we'll get used to them, we'll enter the spiritual space where the connections between the souls are eternal, are whole, and we won't remain like animals in this world. In this world, we are in the animate level. You may say, no, but here we also have politeness and order and organization. all this politeness and organization is according to our egoistic order. So it's just like animals, only a bit more complex. So we're organizing egoistic, complicated life here, accordingly, a bit more than the animals around us. But actually, we're acting in the same way, and by the same goal, how to organize our life that we got from nature in the most convenient way. In the degree of the soul, that's a whole different level, where we connect according to the spiritual rules. So let's try. From your actions, we will know you. So let's keep these rules, these laws, according to, in order to know the Creator and the souls that are in contact with Him. And then we will live in both worlds, and we will see that our life is really whole and tranquil. This article that Bala Sulam wrote, he wrote it for himself. What? Sorry, Rabash, yeah. Yeah, excuse me. This article Rabash wrote, and in general, this whole book, Rabash Volume 3, the articles he wrote for himself, as a draft for himself, for his archive. That's why we can't learn it as an organized article with a beginning and end that he wrote for someone. He only wrote it for himself in order maybe later to open up a bit more. Let's read it again.
It is known that the purpose of the creation of the world is to benefit His creatures. It is also known that we do not speak of anything except for what is drawn from Him. But in Him Himself, there is no thought and perception, none whatsoever. And accordingly, we need to understand, how can we say that the thought of creation was because He wanted to benefit His creatures? For we do not attain His thoughts. As written, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." Rather, we should say, according to the known rule, by your actions we know you, which means that by the actions we come to know His thoughts. And since the righteous of the world were merited with all the good in abundance, then from this action they understood that that was His intention, to benefit His creatures. It turns out that everything we speak of is only from a place where there is a connection between the Creator and the created beings. Then the action is apparent by the creatures, as written, "For you have made them all in wisdom." Meaning, only from the perspective of the action we speak of. As written in the Song of Unification, "By your actions we know you." But to speak of the Creator without His creatures, we cannot contemplate in Him at all. Likewise, there is no thought and perception in Him, none whatsoever. And accordingly, we shouldn't ask, how can we say that the creation doesn't add to Him anything? So why did He create it, if there is no addition here? That question is a question if there is a need for the Creator, for the creation before He created it. It turns out that we want to speak of Him prior to the creation, meaning before there is a connection between the Creator and the created beings. And before such a connection, we said above that there is no thought and perception in Him, none whatsoever. Rather, we see that that was his intention. And the proof of it is that he is giving us all the abundance when a person is ready to receive the king's gift. And there will be no blemish in his gift. Meaning, when a shame, a feeling of shame won't be felt in the gift. And this is when all of man's intention is only for the sake of the Creator. Then when he receives from the giver, it is also with such an intention. Meaning that he wants to receive the king's gift because he feels that this is his desire and not for self-benefit. Then he is merited to receive all the good and abundance. And to add to this explanation, as written, the whole earth is full of His glory. As written in the Zohar, there is no vacant place from Him. And the fact we don't feel, it is because we are lacking a vessel of sensations. As we can see, that a receiver, radio receiver, who absorbs all the voices in the world, because the radio receiver does not make the voices. Rather, the voices are in the existence of the world. And before we had such a receiver, we wouldn't have felt the voices, even though they existed before. Likewise, we can understand that there is no vacant place from Him. Rather, all we need is a receiver. And that receiver is called adhesion and equivalence of form, which is the will to bestow. And when we have such a device, then we will immediately feel that there is no vacant place from Him. Rather, the whole earth is full of His glory.
כמו שילדים קטנים לא יכולים לתפוס מה שנמצא לפניהם,
Just like little children, they can't perceive what's before them or above them. So a person who studies something but he doesn't know the rules of nature, he can't perceive above the place he's in. Just like us in this world, we may know all the rules of this world, like scientists or politicians or various developed people, but by that we don't yet know the rules of the spiritual world. A time comes in the development of humanity when we start depending on it, because we're through with the development of the ego of man, and this ego starts becoming more round, meaning the whole world becomes more round, like one global village. And here we don't know these rules, we're very much confused. Not only the simple people, even the ones that we thought that can manage us, they cannot manage us properly because they don't know the rules of nature. That's because the rules of nature are now changing. They're shifting from the corporeal rules to spiritual ones. This is why we don't know what to do with it. As if we lost control over the family, the country, the nation, the world, the rules of communication between people, the economic relation, commerce, something's going on. It's very confusing and it becomes less and less understood and clear. This is why here the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed, and it says, from your actions we know you. We have to know the actions of the Creator. And from this we will understand how the world is behaving. Otherwise, there will be no other way. We'll just suffer more and more. Just like the good parents that put pressure on their child to change him because they understand it's better off for him. there are rules that have been determined in the world of Ensof, in the relation between the light and the Kli. These laws are absolute. These laws of communication between the light and Kli, it's explained to us by the wisdom of Kuala in what way we can communicate or connect to the light, which is the source of life, of knowledge, of fulfillment. This is why we have to learn these rules. Without from your actions we shall know you, we'll never be able to advance. Not only us, we also have to explain this and show this to the entire humanity. Therefore, this wisdom, the knowledge of the upper force, is becoming the most important wisdom today. If once it used to be only according to man's desire, and only few people in every generation wished to know the upper force because they had their inner need for it, today there are so many people of such sort, and you are among them, who wish to know the upper force, all the rules of it, and its behavior. And the whole world starts understanding that there are new rules here, new conditions in our life. And we do not know how to properly organize them. That's why we need as much as we can, in a simple and approachable way, to pass it on to the whole world. Meaning, knowing the Creator from your actions, we shall know you, becomes a necessity in our times, for our existence, even our corporeal existence. What else do we have?
It's a speech for the completion of the Zohar, Kabbalah for the student, page 71.
Okay, so we're moving on.
A speech for the completion of the Zohar, Kabbalah for the student, page 71. How right our sages were. Kabbalah for the student, a speech for the completion of the Zohar, page 71, how right our sages were. How right our sages were when they interpreted the verse and to cleave on to him as adhesion with his qualities, as he is merciful, you are merciful, as he is compassionate, you are compassionate. They did not deflect the text from the literal meaning, quite the contrary. They interpreted the text precisely according to its literal meaning. Since spiritual dvekut, spiritual adhesion, can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of his qualities, we become attached to him. This is why they said, as he is merciful, in other words, all his actions are to bestow and benefit others, and not at all for his own benefit, since he has no deficiencies that require complimenting, and also he has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit others. Thus, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator, and this is spiritual dvekut. There is a discernment of mind and discernment of heart in the above mentioned equivalence of form, the engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said: let all your actions be for the Creator. That is, dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not promote this goal of dvekut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. As all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you. All your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvekut. Thus far. Rav, we learned many times about the absorption. To absorb anything, we can do it only according to the law of equivalence of form. That law stems from the fact that the upper light which created the will to receive is opposite by nature to the will to receive. And therefore, we, who are all comprised from the will to receive, we have to absorb in our will to receive the qualities of the light. And how can we? If he's a will to receive, how can he feel what the light is if inside of him there are no such qualities, no such sensations? Therefore, there is the matter of the division of the will to receive into many different parts. And those parts as well, one with respect to the other, are the will to receive, and they divide even more, and there will be more of the will to receive. But if we, because all those parts start filling each other, and they also have egoistic relationship, they can also, along with this, be given a new education, how to behave towards each other the opposite way, opposite from nature, opposite from their nature, by connecting. And here, it's a very interesting thing. This whole world, if we look at it, the way it's built, it is built only for us to learn how to connect with each other in bestowal. Because by starting relating to others in bestowal instead of reception, by that I acquire the qualities of the light. I learn about the whole world with whoever I connect to in different ways. I study the qualities of the Creator. I acquire them within. I build them from within. It is as if I'm comprising within me a radio receiver, a receiver that receives, that observes the frequencies, the waves, the shapes, the forms of the Creator. How come? Because by connecting to others, I am included by different forms of bestowal. And it is said that those forms of bestowal cannot be more than 10, just 10. So if I connect to 10 people, and I relate to them through bestowal, I learn how to do that, then I acquire the actual qualities of the Creator, and then I can absorb Him like a radio receiver, to reveal Him, to feel Him, to discover Him, so much so, like radio frequencies penetrate the receiver, the Creator will penetrate me the exact same way. And this is the meaning of "by your actions we know you." This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. By the correct participation, or by the correct connection with other people, to generate, to create within me the qualities of bestowal, and then according to those qualities of bestowal which are being established in me, I absorb the Creator. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of absorption, how to receive. Therefore, we should pay attention to the special status we're in. We now have the ability to be among thousands of people who gather together, and to absorb from them the qualities of bestowal, to treat them in bestowal, to rise above our ordinary relationship to a special relationship. And to the extent that I am impressed from those qualities of bestowal, from those relationships of bestowal, to such an extent, perhaps, I will even soon, in the next few days, I will be able to absorb the Creator. It all depends on how I organize me in all my components, the right connection, the right communication between such desires of mine, who together comprise the quality of bestowal. The quality of bestowal being established in me from the desires to receive, that quality is called neshama, a soul. And then, in this soul of mine, this is where I feel the Creator that fills that soul. See how much that thing, the more we think of it, it is not something blurred. It is very close to us, and it is being established in us. We comprise it from our will to receive. Only they have a special relationship between them, which is called the intention in order to bestow. But the desires are the desires to receive. Like we see in a radio receiver, there are resistors, capacitors, coils, such components. Well, today it's a bit different. There it's microelectronics, but still, it's the same principles. And out of the correct connections between the egoistic components, but the connection between them is the correct one, then it follows that they comprise a mechanism of mutual bestowal. And this way we can absorb the Creator, meaning that He will fill them like a frequency entering a radio receiver. And this is our work in the next few days especially. We will invest in it as many forces as possible, so that the entire communication between us will be in the spirit of bestowal. I do not look at anyone. I don't see their faces, their characters. I see nothing. All that I see is someone towards whom I have to produce love, connection, bring my heart to. Go on.
אנחנו נקרא מאמר, קטע ממאמר נוסף.
We'll read a part of a different article from Rabash Volume 1 concerning love of friends. It's in Rabash Essays, page 14. We're starting in the middle of the article, from what matter can men come. Page 8. It's on page 18 in Hebrew, page 14 in Rabash Essays.
The word love is not a nice word, right? In our days, we use it in such ways, which is repelling. It's also misunderstood. It's just being used. No one takes it seriously. We love our children. This is something else. But other than that, we understand that this is an empty word. It has nothing to it. Love in the wisdom of Kabbalah, ahava, is a technical word, like the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. This is something that exists in nature. When we define something, we have to give it the foundation in matters, materials, and the connections between them and what is going on. Likewise, in our world, we understand that if someone says that he loves the other, then what does he have there in his genes, in his hormones, in his acids and different electrolytes and electricity that he has in his body? So we can test it, we can see it. So the thing is as following. Love means that we want to fill the desires of others, as simple as that. This is not an emotion that I love him. You can say whatever you want, that you love him. But it is as much as you can take from yourself and to feel him, but in practice, not just in words or in an emotion, rather in practice. So how can we measure love then? Can you answer that? Go ahead. So, it's a question. I don't feel that you get it. According to what can we measure the size, the magnitude of love?
No, Maher. Kama dakot.
Quickly. Give it a few minutes. Wherever you sit, try to find for yourself someone to talk to, okay?
In short, you measure love according to how many desires of the other I may take and fulfill upon my own.
The more I want to be integrated with such desires and to be in them and to fill myself with those desires and eventually to fill the friend and to connect to him and together be and together fill his needs.
How to measure love? Is that the question? The magnitude of love? The size?
Again,
because we don't know our relation to others and we don't know what love is, but we feel our love for ourselves. So love means how much I'm willing to step on myself to annul my relation to myself and to try to connect to others.
Perhaps love can be measured to the extent that I'm prepared to make concessions for the subject of my love.
I
guess love means to cover all the flaws I see with a friend. How much above it I can cover it with love. When I don't see, when the flaws are they remain below, and love is greater than everything.
Love means that we want to satisfy others to the extent that you can take from yourself and to satisfy him in practice, not just words or emotions. According to what do we measure the magnitude of love then? To the exact measure that I can fulfill him above the sensation? Well, I don't necessarily get anything from him in return. And quite the opposite, I might hate him. But to the extent that I'm prepared to take from myself and satisfy him above my desires, and even though his desires, we feel complete oppositeness between them, but I still do it.
We may measure love in any action I do, when I do it with the thought of the friend, like a mother preparing food for her child. She's making her best dish for him, but according to his preference, what she feels he's going to love.
Rav, well, so it is clear to us then it's like in every other kind of measurement in technology, we can only measure two opposite things. In Kabbalah, it's under the law, light exceeds out of darkness, meaning light can be measured only with respect to darkness. Love can be measured with respect to hatred. It cannot be any other way. That's the only way to measure things. Therefore, love covers all transgressions, meaning to the extent that I hate a person, accordingly, I can reach love, and to cover the transgressions, to cover my hatred to him, and then my love has strength. And only this way can we exist. Therefore, in our world, if we want to establish something that is standing correctly, that it exists and will continue existing, we need to have those two opposite qualities together, love and hatred, receiving and bestowing, and then one atop the other. That is the only way we can relate to whatever is going on. So let's read what he's saying.
So again, Rabash Essays Concerning Love of Friends, page 14, starting with, from what matter is a man made? From what matter can a person come and attain the right quality where he has to bestow? Self-reception is disqualified, it's banned here, because it's against nature. Even though a person sometimes gets some thought and desire that you have to come out of self-love, and this came to him because he heard it from the books and from the writers. But this is a very weak force. It doesn't shine or doesn't show him this view so he can give it importance and use it always and say that this is the rule for all the mitzvot in the Torah. And so there is one advice. If a few people gather, few individuals who have this small force, and their view is that they should come out of self-love, however, they don't have enough force and importance for bestowal to be independent without help from the outside, all these individuals annul before each other, And so everyone has, at least potentially, a matter of love of the Creator. But practically, they cannot keep it. Then, by each one entering a society and annulling himself to this society, they become one body, one mass. And this body is composed of, for instance, 10 people. And so this mass has 10 times more force than the individuals. But it's under the condition that when they gather, each one has to think that he came with the purpose of canceling his self-love. Meaning he shouldn't think of how he should fulfill his will to receive. Rather, he should think as much as possible only about love of others. Only this way can he get the desire and the need required to receive a new quality called the will to bestow.
So let's tell each other, let us explain each other, advise each other. How can we transcend being indifference or rejection and be in connection and love? Specifically this way, we have to persist. Below in the relationship between us, there can be different sensations. I don't like his face or his behavior. I'm just not drawn to anyone, not even towards a particular friend. I like being alone. I don't want to connect to anyone. I don't have a mood today, not because it's my character, but specifically today I don't want to, and I'm tired, and I came to this Congress, and all of a sudden I have those thoughts, what am I doing here anyway, and so on and so forth. So, how can we, first of all, stop ourselves and say, those thoughts are sent to us from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. We are happy that He is giving us such rejection, because this is the healthy, correct foundation upon which we can build the connection up to the point of connections of love. How do I do not let go? Don't erase what I feel towards others, all the criticism and rejection. No. Let's say, I don't care about anything, such coolness. How do I let go of it? It's true that it happens, it exists, this is my nature. That too was created by the Creator. Those conditions, those sensations in me are awakened by Him. And above it, I build a relationship of connection and love. Connection up to a point where that rejection strengthens my connection. And I'm aware of both of them, both rejection and connection, and both of them exist in me together. I do not erase any of them. Because only this way we have the ability, the strength for the connection to always exist. And even more so, the more the resistance between us will grow. And this is our nature. We know that this is what the Creator does, that again we start feeling coldness and remote from each other. And above this, I can build love, connection, us coming closer to each other. So discuss this. How do you position the connection above the distances? Love upon hatred. Go ahead. This is the work that during those days we have to perform. Until we will reveal the Creator in the status between these two opposites. Yesterday we drew that if hatred is here and here is love, if between them there's a sufficient force of resistance, collision between them, then here, this is where the Creator is revealed. So this is where he is revealed. But it's on the condition that the difference between hatred and love will be vast. Okay? So talk about it. Say that in order to increase that, we have to increase love. We have to increase love. And not think about hatred. We have to think about love. And then accordingly, that will be first. And accordingly, the hatred will constantly grow. That is second, so that we, for we, to be able to increase both of them, or we can draw it differently, we can draw it as one line and a second line. First, it is right, this is love, plus, and here is left, hatred, minus, and we are always drawn to the right, always drawn to the right. And then the left accordingly grows to enable us to increase the right. Therefore, it says to always turn right. So from that neutral state, we always turn to the right. And from the right, we are being thrown to the left. We don't want it, but this is how it is. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon who all of a sudden discover that they hate each other. And in our work, through our efforts, we come to the right once again. We always lean to the right. And this is the doing of the Creator. So here I will write down Bore, Creator. The Creator always spoils and man always corrects. Go ahead. How can we, during the Congress, throughout all these days, and in general, but specifically during the days of the Congress, how do we commit to cover all transgressions with love and to rejoice that we have rejections and confusions, and once again we can come back to the connection of love? Go ahead.
We pay attention very strongly that before the Congress, we're already in the Congress, but the situations are much more extreme than difference, the resistance is much more extreme. And what we help each other with is determining that it all comes from the Creator. It doesn't come just like that.
Everyone who was able to make it to the Congress did it out of this desire to come and to connect to the friends above that hatred. And our role during the Congress is to see that desire in the friends and to realize that they have the same desire as I do and to reach out for them. And when we're intense during the Congress, to constantly try to be together in duties or in the workshops, to always look for that delta where we are outside of ourselves and are in the friends.
Yes, because in our ordinary state, we're just living in ourselves, in my own bubble. And the others I see is not others. It's just a virtual picture. Only when I start thinking of love and connection, I start seeing how much I'm rejected from them and I hate them, really actively opposing the connection. That starts motivating me, and along with there's none else besides him, and the fact that we have been led to the state of we have to start working, we discovered this is the place to do the work. So bit by bit we start awakening.
I think we can commit to one thing, to constantly want to one, so the friends will succeed. If I will work on it, then it will come back to me. If I will do it from myself, then I will cook in between the states, above, down, right, left. You need to want the friends to succeed in that.
What can help is a state of longing for the goal all the time, to renew this longing and to be happy about the state of there's none besides him. We're always with there's none besides him. He's playing with us and sending all these thoughts to us now. So we're only facing the goal and waiting for the next day to come in order to rise higher. If this is the way you look at things, it actually becomes a fascinating journey.
We have to remind each other that we came here to work, to achieve something. We don't have to be ashamed of it. We have to work, and now we have an opportunity, and you want to be a man, you want to work in it. You want to work against unpleasant sensations. So, wonderful, that is the place to do it. Don't have to be ashamed of that. It's like you're going to climb mountains or cross a river. It's like in any other place. It's the exact same thing. People jump out of airplanes to overcome their stupid, beastly fears. So here we have to overcome deeper feelings that we have and go through this path together. We can help each other. We're friends. We're here to support each other.
I feel very weak standing before all these states that are coming. When it comes, it's really helpless. And I think that the direction in general is for us to connect. Because only when we connect do we get the force to cope with all these states, and we have the opportunity to rise together. If we don't see this direction of connection, we can't cope with it. Because the connection has the light that reforms, that lifts us. Everyone comes so tired, lifeless, powerless. But if we are in this direction, we have this chance to do it.
Personally, never went to far places in order to reach places that I love to be in. So if I feel rejection all of a sudden, I have to see it as a gift from the Creator, who all of a sudden shows me, hold on a minute, you're not happy, you're not connected to the friends, so why are you wasting time for? So we should look at it as an opportunity, as a call from the Creator to put in more exertion to connect with the friends, and perhaps it's not me. Perhaps there's another friend here who is now falling down, so we have to look around and to see if someone stopped smiling and to bring back the smile to his face, and even bigger.
And it's our job to remember that what we certainly have is the negative charge. That's what we work with. Thanks to it, we can work. Only because we have the negative charge can we start trying to cover it. Without the charge, we can't cover. And then we won't reach love. And apropos what we're trying to attain here, it's not just something we're trying to attain as everyone does in the external world. We're trying to obtain education, internal shaping. It's not something in our pocket, it's the form of the pocket. Or I want to find some American zipper on this pocket so it won't open, or something like that. Again, maybe we shouldn't relate to each other like, hey dude, like someone. We're just a stimulation, a stimuli for a person, stimulating the negative charge upon which we have to rise. I think the only way we can help each other is revelation of the Creator. And I don't think any one of us needs some human support. If he does, he'll get it. Because we're all searching for the Creator from this negative force.
ויש, נראה לי שכאן יש גם
It seems to me that the experience we have acquired also matters. It's a kind of practice. If you're more practiced and trained, you have to open your eyes and see if there is someone not as trained as you, because it's going to happen to everyone. So we simply need to be alert and look over each other.
Still, I'll give this explanation that in the Congress there's the force of so many people who are coming. Here's the matter that the Creator will make us forget the direction outside and throw us into internal scrutinies, and we have to fight this tendency and go outside and live and to ask regarding the outside. However, it seems to me that there's an ocean of force in this Congress. It's something that is always this way, and even though you always come prepared with all the force and everything, the Creator will make it so that you'll forget about it, always go back to your corner. Here it's a matter of coming with a set of mind of that's what's going to happen throughout the Congress and the whole war. The battle is about this point.
It's like now we're sitting in a workshop. We woke up yesterday, it was a party, and now you come and once again, okay, what are we doing? How do we warm up and ignite the fire? You can hardly open your eyes when you wake up in the morning. You boil water. It's a kind of a process that you have to go through. It's very natural any other place. Only here we always complain about it. But it's like this in life. And we do this together. We help each other a little bit here, a little bit there. It is really nice. Rav says it's an adventure, and it truly is. We haven't gathered here in order to be kicked out. We have gathered here in order to, you know, to go through this and to ignite things again and to overcome and to help and to support each other, remind each other. And from here and from there, this is this kind of work, you know. You find yourself an acrobat, a comedian. Sometimes you hug or beat a friend. You do whatever you have to do for each other, but ultimately we do it together.
Question that helps me many times is when I examine, did I come to make a connection with the ones I'm sitting with, the ones I'm talking with? Meaning you can do many actions but not go into the real thing. But opening the connection with the friends, this compass is ultimately the way you get the forces from society and realize the goal. So I constantly try to examine, did I come to connect with the friends, to feel him, to feel the group, and to come into contact with them?
We also think, how can we commit during the Congress to cover transgressions with love? And on a daily basis, we try to say that there's none else besides Him for everything that is happening. And here we have an opportunity to truly be together with the friends. And everything that is negative, that is revealed to us, clearly it comes from the Creator. Because we came here just to find love and to connect to the friends. And it's just not me here for this. Everyone are here for the same goal. So why aren't we happy? So clearly it comes from Him. So this is an opportunity for us to reveal that there's none else besides Him, to reveal the Creator between us. And we can only reveal it through love, if love covers all transgressions.
I personally am not sure that we came over here to connect or to find love. I'm sure we will find
love. We will continue studying the same topic. how to come to connect between us upon all the rejections, and those rejections have to grow more and more, because we are in the degree of the will to receive, the egoistic, the smallest degree. Our ego is the smallest that can be in the entire existence. The still vegetative and animate, they do not have an ego. They're being operated by nature, and that's it. The fact that they want something for themselves, it's not related to others. They devour someone, they eat someone. Fine, that is their instinct. We operate through our ego towards each other. How great I am, I want to be in control, I want more, I want to take things from him. It is not enough for me what my body needs, I need more for my ego, for my pride, and so on. So, we have to grow. And we can only grow by minus. We also drew it here. Every time our left grows, and above the left, we have to grow the right to cover it, cover our ego with connections of love. And therefore, we don't have to be impressed from the fact that every moment all kind of obstacles are revealed to us. And I thought that yesterday everything was fine, and this morning I come here, I see nothing, I feel nothing, I care about nothing, where I am, and I have to start all over again, and I care about nothing. This is the minimal form, softest form, through which our ego grows, until it will grow to such an extent that I will feel unbearable hatred. I won't be able to sit with them, can't stand their faces and characters. It's terrible. Terrible. This is in high degrees where hatred is revealed immensely. When it is in control, a person is prepared to do anything. But you're not given more than you can overcome. And we have to be ready for it, alert for it, and understand that this is the way of our work, always, to always increase the connection above detachment. And from above, from the Creator, detachments will come our way again and again, and we have to turn them into connections. It's like in a system. There's a small system, and then we can make connections in it and to see parts, greater parts of a greater system are revealed. Let's say this is the system of Adam HaRishon, all of him. And they reveal something small to us. Some corruptions. And if we fix it, if we arrange it together, and the upper light fulfills it, inside there are corruptions, and on top of them there are corrections and the upper light accordingly. So the next stage is being revealed to us, a much more corrupted system, much more broken, much more broken, because this is the degree of Shoresh, root. Okay, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, all on 5 degrees. So 0 is where we reveal the connection atop of all the problems of this world. And then we're given spiritual problems. So number 1, this is already spiritual problems. Okay, so these are spiritual problems, the upper world. And there, the hatred is very, very great, very special. And on top of that, we also make love. But then we perceive everything there is in this entire area, in this entire zone. Everything that is in this area, it is all ours. Let's say we have discovered the world of Asiya. And then, next, the world of Yetzirah, the world of Bri'ah, the world of Atzilut, and the world of Ein Sof. This is how we relieve everything. And every time we reveal greater troubles, meaning a greater broken kli, it is broken in advance, but it has been revealed to us in pieces. Like we give little kids, we let them solve problems, first grade, second grade, third grade. We do it gradually. This is how we grow. So, how big is a person? According to how much he can solve problems and difficulties in his life, accordingly we can measure the size of a man. It's the same thing in spirituality. So our whole work is only to reach connection. Now, if we do not discover the Creator within this connection, it means that we are not connected. It should be clear to us. And we mustn't rest until we really discover Him. What does He mean, Him? The force of love, the force of connection, in such a way that everything becomes clear. I see that everything is filled with a single force, single desire, single thought, and that thought includes both right and left, all transgressions and love, all problems, and all the success and the good things. I start seeing a single force from which the right and the left come. And then I realize and feel within this attainment of the Creator that it all comes from Him and it all exists in Him in one single unification. And then I reach tranquility. Then I reach tranquility. There is no evil in the world. Rather, it is all good, and all the evil which was revealed artificially, although it was really scary, and everything was sometimes real to us in a terrifying and horrifying way, up to a point that you go crazy, you can't solve it. It was all meant to bring me to the recognition of wholeness. So this is our work. Okay, so let us see what Rabash is writing about it.
So we'll continue with the Rabash essays. We're in the article, "One will always sell the beams of his home." In Hebrew, it's on page 24. We're in the middle of the article. Rabash essays, "One will always sell the beams of his heart," starting with, "Here comes the answer." If a society was established with certain people, and when they gathered, certainly some of them wanted to establish this group specifically, he would certainly sort out the people and check who's right for it, meaning who of them has the sparks of love of others. However, the spark could not have ignited the light of love to illuminate in each individual. That's why they agreed that by connecting together of all these sparks together, one flame will grow. Therefore, now too, after he's spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others. When the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Baal HaSulam once said, when he asked about the covenant that two friends make, as we find in the Torah. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Avimelech. And they two made a covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now, when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected, and each will judge his friend favorably.